Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Enjoying some homemade porn from the Jonesboro couple? I give it a thumbs up. Two thumbs up. In the Gordman's dressing room, right?
No, it's Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's.
They were at Kohl's.
That's right. The Gordmans are closing.
And then a little activity in the lumber yard.
I missed that.
At Home Depot.
But the Kohl's I liked.
So to speak.
And shoes. I liked her. I liked her. She was cute.
Craig, any truth to the story that Hurricane Irma is now tossing sharks around?
I heard that story. I think that's just because of Sharknado.
Well, this would be a
Sharkicane. Yeah, Sharkicane, I heard. Sharkicane.
I'm not aware of this.
Yeah, I thought that was a joke post. But it could throw, because I think, don't the fish know that stuff's coming and they just go way out?
Yeah, I don't know what the nature of marine animals are.
I know that when the animals on ground know what's going on.
Yeah.
And if they, like, they were doing that tsunami years ago, they ran to higher ground ahead of time because they sense something.
They have a sense of
but,
that.
Well, I don't know what fish do. That's a great question.
Well, you know, maybe there's the bottleneck and you just can't get, you know, the traffic backs up and the fish are just hanging out waiting for somebody to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you dive deeply enough where the storm really doesn't affect you?
I'm sure you could, but most fish.
Well, but some of those fish can't take it that deep necessarily.
That's not their fault.
No, you're doing it wrong,
no,
man.
No, they're no chick from Jonesboro.
No fish can take it that deep. Good to know.
Okay.
Well, let me snope.
We need a marine biologist to check in on that one because obviously we are all stupid when it comes to that subject.
And we live close to the ocean, so plenty of them listen.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the National Hurricane Center is in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, that's
right. No, but marine biologists would know how deep fish can go. And, can they get low enough to swim out of the hurricane?
We're based in the middle of the country, and we have a Coast Guard station nearby.
Right.
So,
I
can't imagine we don't have a couple of marine biologists standing by to tell us. How do fish, how do marine life behave when a huge storm like that goes over the water?
Right.
Well, let's play our top two games.
All right.
At the same time?
Both games? Sometimes
sure.
You can.
Same people.
Two games at the same time.
Yep. Today is Tom Everett Scott's birthday.
Is it?
Just talked to Tom yesterday. Yeah. He's a tall piece of water.
Yes, he is. I guess.
No, he's a tall dude. You can tell.
I don't recall how tall he was.
He towers over Andrea Savage.
Yeah, he's got to be 6'3", probably. I've seen him in a lot of movies. He's always taller than anybody, so.
She might just be short.
It's Leslie Jones's birthday.
Oh, she's tall, too.
She's a beast, but
who's older?
She might not be as tall as you think.
She's not young. She's 49. And I'm going to guess she's older than Tom Everett Scott.
Yeah, she's probably a couple years
older. Leslie's older. Tom's taller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
That's it.
That is true.
All right.
Tom is maybe 47, 48.
He's 47.
Okay.
She is 50 today.
Yeah, okay.
She stands an even 6 feet tall. Tom Everett Scott is 6'2".
6'2".
So Tom Everett Scott, younger and taller.
So for the
and
one
whiter.
One guy keeping it
right. Who's whiter? Let's play who's blacker and who's whiter next time.
No, I will not play that game.
Leslie Jones funnier, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's very
I would like to think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Play Who's Blacker among two black people.
No.
Let's try that one.
No.
Wow. The kids in Creston, Iowa can play that. We'll get into that story later on.
Well, you know, there's not much of a story there.
Yeah, and they dress like the Klan.
Yeah.
And they burnt crosses. White kids in Iowa. And don't read the comments on Facebook. You'll want to shoot yourself.
Are there people defending them?
Well, it was one of those backhanded kind of things. Ah. It was like, well, you know, kids are just messed up, and why bring the schools into this? Let the parents handle it. I heard that, and I couldn't read anymore because I knew that when people defend any sort of Klansmanship, in this day and age, it's happening, I just can't read it. I refuse to believe that they're... I can't believe it.
Well, good bet.
They couch themselves in being actually, I'm not racist, but what's the big deal? That kind of stuff. Well, no, the big deal is you're racist.
I'm going to assume that if these kids have gotten to high school.
Creston, Iowa is about, what, an hour from where you're from?
Yeah, about 45 minutes to an hour from my hometown.
Okay.
If those kids have gotten to high school and think that this is okay, the let the parents handle it ship has already sailed.
Yes, it has. You said ship,
ship.
Right?
Ship.
I know.
The ship has sailed.
On your ship. And it sounded like something else real quickly.
Obviously, the parents probably think this is okay, too.
Yeah, but I saw the story yesterday on Facebook, and that is the story. They got a picture of them with Klan hoods on, burning crosses in a cornfield. Good Iowa fun. In Iowa!
I can't find anything about sharks being thrown about the place on Snopes.
All right.
So I can only go...
So it must be true.
It's got to be true.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
All right. But who's blacker coming up?
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. No, okay, never. Who's whiter? Who's whiter?
No, no.
We'll never
no,
do
no,
who's whiter.
No.
Nope. Because white people aren't discriminated against.
Nope, nope.
No, no,
no,
no.
Don't touch
no.
that.
Who's more Asianer? Who's Asianer?
No.
Nope, right. We won't touch that either.
Okay. No.
Just saying, games we passed up on.
Yeah.
And we've had meetings on all these games, and we passed it all up because we realized they weren't cool.
Somebody thought it was a good idea,
and then
brought it to us.
No,
we considered
just
said,
it. And we just said no.
We said no. That's not a good idea.
In our game meeting we have every 2 weeks.
We listen to all pitches, and to a lot of them we say no.
Like, who's blacker? Shot down right away.
No.
Who's whiter? Shot down. Who's Asianer?
Right,
it didn't make much sense. So we,
not the
we,
point.
So we didn't. We said that didn't make any sense. So we passed on that one.
And there's no way to really figure that out.
No,
sometimes.
There's not, because there's Asians are all different colors from the continent of Asia.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, they come in a lot of different varieties.
Yeah.
Facebook is acknowledging that it sold ads of a politically divisive nature to a Russian company during the U.S. presidential election.
Yeah, the ones hammering the left, hammering Hillary, right?
Facebook told congressional investigators that it traced the ads to a Russian troll farm that has a history of promoting pro-Kremlin propaganda. The ads totaled about $100,000, some specifically named Trump and Hillary. The ads keyed on divisive issues... immigration, gay rights, gun rights, racial discrimination, but not the backing of a specific candidate.
I'm against it.
But at the same time, you know where the candidate stands on these issues.
Of course you do. A buddy of mine was in a business having dinner, lunch somewhere in California. I got to text him about this. I saw it on his wife's Facebook page. And sitting like two tables away from him was Zuckerberg and his wife. Just some random bar restaurant somewhere, you know.
Cheddar's.
Might have been Cheddar's,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like the richest man in the world.
They had the vibrating panties on.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, Facebook has an app that you can activate the vibrating panties.
Yes, they do.
All right, Scott writes Zuckerberg. On Facebook that obviously the fish leave before the storm. Before the storm, Forrest and Bubba could not find any shrimp. Afterwards, it was easy.
You know, that's probably based in reality. A lot of that movie was. I'm sure it's true. They do sense stuff before we do.
And wasn't it Forrest and Lieutenant Dan? Bubba was already dead.
Yeah, Bubba's dead.
Bubba was gone.
Bubba was dead.
You know, all that remained was his name.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Lieutenant Dan up on the top of the ship.
Right. Right.
Never screaming
really
at the storm.
Of an extensive study of what happens to marine life during storms like
this. Well, believe me, there's probably 1,000 studies like that because we just are not scientists.
But I remember reading stories about the tsunami.
Yeah, I said the animals ran up a hill.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
But there were people in the water who were scuba diving that got tossed around, and they didn't know what was going on at the surface. And then once they surfaced, they saw the devastation, but they were protected from the tsunami while they were deep.
They were deep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the key.
They were maybe 20, 30 feet deep.
They go deeper than the fish.
No, they don't go deeper than the fish.
No, I'm just saying. Craig was saying we don't know how far deep the fish can go.
Sharks can go pretty deep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but there's more than sharks there.
I think the whole hurricane Sharks in the Air was a whole bit on the tornadoes with sharks, the movies. I think that's the line I saw was almost like a joke. You see the sharks in the air because, you know, but maybe the hurricane can throw them in the air.
Where's Ian Ziering when you need him?
And his buzzsaw, right?
Yeah, yeah, and his shark chainsaw.
Yeah, shark chainsaw, right. I only ever saw one of those, and so I saw about half the first one. And there's been five, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The newest one was the fifth one.
Didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought we were up to six.
No, I think it was fifth.
I think it was five.
Yeah.
A Spanish woman's claim that she's Salvador Dali's daughter apparently is not true. The Painter's Foundation announced that the DNA tests prove that the woman is not his daughter. This is why he was exhumed for DNA samples after she filed a paternity suit claiming that her mother and Salvador Dali had an affair in the painter's hometown.
God.
Now, we've mentioned this story.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm exhuming the Dali last night.
Yeah. Right. Now, I think that this woman believes the story. Because she's been told her whole life.
Yeah, I don't blame her so much. But when they found out, but is she also one of those that says, "I still think I'm his"? You know, once they prove it's not, you're not.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Well, it gets back to his mom telling the truth. Did she actually have an affair with the guy?
She might have been.
You know, there's no real proof of that, I think, but I'm not sure. Maybe the family knew about it back in the day.
Was the mom still alive?
No.
Okay, good, because the mom, let's go that far. You know, I really
right.
didn't have
the mom is dead.
Now you're assuming this guy?
Oh. The mom has long dead. You know, the woman, you know, they keep saying that she looks like him.
Could they exhume mom to find traces of Salvador Dali?
No.
Good question.
Is that possible?
That's not a good question.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's a question, Craig.
It is a question.
It's a question.
Yeah, we really need a marine biologist to check in because all I'm getting is that, you know, of course, coral reefs get beat up during a hurricane. They can't move. They're not as mobile. They are alive. They're just not mobile.
They're dying. Out of Louisiana, Rachel Marie Gillespie, 26-year-old high school English teacher.
What'd she look like?
Hot.
Hot. Hot.
What she looked like?
Hot.
She's hot. What she looked like?
Hot.
She's hot.
Miss Gillespie had to be busted for allegedly engaging in an improper relationship with a student. Deputies got a complaint from the Jefferson Davis Parish School Board about an alleged relationship between Gillespie and a student.
Jefferson Davis Parish. They haven't changed the name yet.
No, they never will.
They won't.
Well, they might.
That's a parish. Right. They might not.
He'll always be their president.
Now,
yeah, it's true.
Now, there's no details on this story with Rachel Gillespie, the 26-year-old Rachel Gillespie. However, there are a couple of other notes. The sheriff's office said that due to conflicts, the DA's office and this one judge have been recused.
Because they said she was hot.
That's it. There's no reason why. Well, she could be a relative as well. Yeah. You don't know that.
I recuse myself because she's hot.
No, she might be a relative.
That's true.
And so the Attorney General's office and a special judge have been appointed to hear.
Where's the picture at? Is it up?
It's up, yeah. Yeah.
How old was the dude?
That's a student.
Yeah, so they're not going to show the quote-unquote
indecent.
Sometimes they say the age.
Victim. Indecent behavior with a juvenile.
All right. How indecent?
Yeah, even that. They're not saying.
You would have to ask the victim.
She is hot.
It was indecent.
Yeah, I don't remember what she looks like. I just made a note on my paper here. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah. She's a pretty girl. Pretty girl.
Oh, and she was married.
Pretty girl. Oh,
you always feel bad for the husband.
Yeah. Got married too. They always get married too young, too.
Sympathy.
This chick's only 26. Probably her high school or college sweetheart she married. You know. He let himself go. She wanted to find a guy that looked like him 7 years ago.
It looked like they only been married a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, they may have.
He wasn't taking care of that.
Oh, that's long enough to get tired of somebody.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
I think they drifted apart on their feelings of Jefferson Davis. That may have been a wedge
issue. Just off of her mugshot. Even her mugshot's cute, though, but she's smiling in another shot.
Yeah, well, she's wearing lots of makeup on her mugshot.
Yeah.
All dolled up.
Yeah, she's all dolled up.
She is.
Her mugshot. 26. Man, we could do these stories all the time.
And why is it a paper out of the Daily Mail's out of London, is it not?
Yeah.
They seem to get all these stories.
They care more.
They look for it.
Yeah.
It's salacious, you know. It's the U.S.
It's a good source of news.
And they do British ones, too. We did one the other day with that British chick. Oh, that was the one yesterday was one about the British chick that is too picky. 77 dates, never a second date.
Right.
Yeah.
I hated her. I didn't even know her. I hated her.
Wasn't right. the Jonesboro story from the Daily Mail?
Not necessarily. I don't remember where I got that one. That was all over.
And you can see those girls, those people having sex too.
Yeah, her porn name is Maven Doll, M-A-Y-V-E-N Doll with two L's.
All dolled up in the Kohl's dressing room. You know, unless there's a door on those dressing rooms, and if it's just a curtain, you can see feet in there, and you can hear moaning.
Don't moan.
To tell
Don't
you that.
Moan. Yeah.
Quit your moaning.
You watch that, you're moaning.
And most dressing rooms that I've experienced lately have, you know, they have like the half door.
Yeah.
You can see something's going on. You can see feet.
Right.
Or more if you crouch
yeah,
down.
Yeah, well, you can see 4 feet in this one.
And I believe she was crouched down.
Yeah.
In this instance.
No, she's sitting down, I think.
Oh.
Either way, you can see her.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, she's sitting on a little stool in there.
Yeah, but if you looked underneath a dressing room door, you could see everything. You'd look kind of creepy to everyone else in the store.
To everyone else.
Yeah. You think I'm creepy, you should see what they're doing.
Right.
You should see what I'm watching.
Score. Score.
Are you looking forward to season 25 of Dancing with the Stars?
No.
25 already.
Yeah.
Well, they do two a year.
Where's
so it's about
the time gone?
Ago,
I did notice there were more noticeable, like recognizable really? Names in this one.
I
at least
heard,
to me.
Terrell Owens.
Paralympic swimmer Victoria Arlen.
What's
unfamiliar.
Wrong with her?
Yeah.
Nothing is wrong
no,
with her.
No, Paralympic. She only
Paralympic,
has two arms or two legs.
You have some sort of...
I guess she has to have two legs.
I don't want to say affliction, but you've lost a limb.
Right.
WWE wrestler Nikki Bella.
That's a chick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shark Tank entrepreneur Barbara Corcoran. Uh-huh. I have no idea if I'm saying
She's the
that
chick
right.
on that show.
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
Being named Barbara.
Nobody names your boys Barbara anymore.
They don't. Former NBA player Derek Fisher.
He just got a DUI, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was also the one that got beat up by the other dude for banging his woman, and there was that whole drama.
Yeah, but you know
but
what,
Derek
though,
and that
man.
Woman are still together.
He might be kicked off early because chicks don't know who Derek Fisher is. They don't know who he is. It's like Kenny Mayne. He was kicked off right away because chicks had no idea who Kenny Mayne was.
Singer, actor Jordan Fisher.
Yeah.
You're right. It depends upon if the
what
chick,
women know him.
If they're famous.
Right.
Yeah, if women find them famous.
Right.
Apparently, Deborah is going by Debbie Gibson again.
We met Debbie years ago. She's a cool lady, man.
But was that in her Deborah phase?
It was her Deborah days, yep. Yep.
Yeah, she was Deborah Gibson at the time.
Yeah, she's now listed as Debbie.
Did she pose naked, too?
No.
In the past 20 years?
I think she did.
I know she did.
Really?
Yeah, because we had met her. She hung out with us years ago at a concert. She was in town doing a musical, and we were invited to her at a big concert we had, and she was backstage with us hanging out.
She hung out.
And she was cute.
Here we go. Debbie does Playboy.
There you go. What year? It was after we met her. I know that.
Yeah. They just showed the page.
All right. Debbie Gibson. Who else?
Nick Lachey. Right. Not to be confused with Drew Lachey, who won a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Drew Lachey's wife, Vanessa Lachey, are both going to be.
No,
so
that's Nick's wife.
No, it's not Nick's wife.
Nick.
He's Lachey? Married to Vanessa Minnillo, isn't he?
Yeah, Vanessa Minnillo. Yeah. They got married.
Did she change her name, though?
No, wait a minute. From what I read, Drew is married to Vanessa.
Yeah, I don't think that chick changed her stage name. It's Vanessa Meluso or something like that, right? Who, whatever.
And Nick is...
He's married to the chick from Entertainment Tonight
brother.
Or something like that, yeah. Nick's the famous one.
Yeah, married to Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Vanessa Minnillo is now Vanessa Lachey.
Okay, yeah,
married
she's
to
famous.
Nick Lachey.
She's
famous. Well, what I read earlier, I misread.
And Nick Lachey was the former Mr. Jessica Simpson.
Isn't that funny? Because that was when his brother was on, it was like his brother was doing that show because he was less famous. I'm really famous, so I'm not going to be on it. And now he's on the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Frankie Muniz.
That's,
kid that played...
Yeah.
Not Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
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 That is it.
You might be right.
Yeah, that's it. Terrell Owens. Pretty Little Liar star. Sasha. No idea how to say her last name.
I'm sure she's hot.
Yeah. They're all hot.
Property Brothers. Drew Scott.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the Property Brothers, those two dudes...
Yeah.
Do you know they sing Broke Country?
Do they?
Oh, God.
I'm flipping through a TV, and you know they run those country videos, and I see them right away, and I stop. I said, that's the Property Brothers. And one's got a guitar, and they're walking around the house, and it's one of those tug-at-your-heartstrings, lame-ass country songs. They want to be country stars, and their video is out there. They might even have an album. And it was so lame. And they're looking all emotional with the camera. One guy's strumming the guitar. His twin is singing. They're both singing. Yeah, the Property Brothers are right. Are you looking at it now, Puss? It's brutally horrible.
I don't want to click on it.
You got to.
I found it, but I just can't bring myself to click
on it. Because they're on a recent magazine. Yeah, I don't mind the show. I don't really watch it that much.
I don't mind it.
But, you know, they're good at what they do. But then they decided to do Bro Country, and I'm thinking, oh, this proves that anybody can do that.
What you could do instead is put up a link to... Debbie Gibson in Playboy in 2005.
Yes.
She posed.
And she hung out with us like 97, 98.
2005. Yeah, it was several years after.
Yeah.
And a violinist, Lindsey Stirling.
Oh, she's hot. Yeah.
No idea.
Big fan. Big fan. And that's the last time we'll hear about that, right? Now, when they're voted off, you always bring it up, right?
Sometimes I do.
We turned down every request. The last Dancing with the Stars person we talked to was Bill Engvall.
Yeah.
Because Bill's a friend and he's a comedian.
We've got a couple on it here and there.
Who? Name one was on that. Because the ones we're going to talk to are the athletic stars and they won't, you know. Hines wasn't going around.
I think we may have actually talked to Kenny Mayne back
then.
Yeah,
but Kenny, yeah. Did we? I don't know, man.
Go through that list. Who would we talk to?
If T.O.'s tried it out, I might talk to T.O.
Sure. You wouldn't talk to Debbie Gibson?
Now I will. We met her. Yeah.
Because we're old pals.
Yeah, but other than that, she wouldn't remember being hanging out with us, probably.
Oh, I bet she would. You don't forget that.
Good point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.